Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. And as we mention every few days, there's a lot you can do there. We have each day's radio program that you're hearing on the station or listening to online right there at the front page of voiceofvision.org with a text copy. Now, if you miss any of these days' programs, you want to review or preview them, you can hit on the top. There's a series of buttons there, and one says Vision Radio, and then you can go into the month. They're color-coded, and it should be pretty easy to find. But if you'd like to see the text and hear the audio, you can go on the top of the front page at voiceofvision.org and see where it says Daily Blog. That's a web blog, and it includes all of these posts with the text and the audio, and you can leave comments right there. If you'd like to leave any other comments or get a hold of me, you can do so, PastorJD@voiceofvision.org. If you'd like to find out about our service times and the missionaries we support and our statement of faith, there's a button that says Riverside Christian Fellowship and a button that says Statement of Faith. And there's a lot of other articles and books, and there's even some videos and other stuff and a search engine and lots of stuff right there at voiceofvision.org. We're really thankful for that site. We get a lot of visitors, hundreds and hundreds and thousands actually every day, and we're thankful for that. And again, we hope that you make use of that, voiceofvision.org. Well, friends, today's message we are going to call The Majesty of the Master. The Majesty of the Master. And what we're going to do starting this week and probably at least all of this week and probably most or not all of next week and even further perhaps, we're going to call it Sanctification Week. We're going to talk about a lot of the issues surrounding sanctification and how to get it done. What is sanctification? Well, it means being set apart. But after God has sanctified us, you know, He set us apart in Christ, we have work to do as well. And we can be conditionally what we are positionally to an extent. And growing in grace, you might have heard it called. Sanctification, you know, actually becoming more actually like our Lord Jesus Christ. Becoming more Christ-like. Renewing our minds and walking by the Spirit. And wearing the full armor of God and becoming more humble and a better witness for Christ. These things are all part of sanctification, learning to do whatever Jesus has commanded us. And so we're going to be talking about that for the next few days and perhaps few weeks here. The Sanctification Week, we'll call it. Well, again, our title of today's message is The Majesty of the Master. Isaiah 2:10 says, "Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from before the terror of the Lord and from the splendor of His majesty." Again, Isaiah 2:10. You know, the truth is when we compare ourselves to others, sometimes we look pretty good or sometimes we don't look so good. Or we compare ourselves to ourselves and we think, well, I'm doing better than I used to do. I'm not doing as good as I could, or I'm doing really good, I'm doing everything I know how to do. Of course, Luke 17:10 says when we do after all that we know how to do, we're still just unprofitable servants. The truth is, compared to God, you know, we stink. You know, this doctrine of total depravity, which means we can't, we have been so messed up and marred by sin, the image of God in us is almost, in a sense, non-existent. We cannot reach up to God. We on our own will not seek after God. God is the one that seeks after us, and then we, as a response, we respond to His life because He's made us alive. We're born again, then we seek after God, but God is the one that is seeking us. And again, it's total depravity, not utter depravity. That would mean that everybody's at each other's throats, and that's not happening yet, folks. It seems to be happening more and more every day, though, as the restraining power of the Holy Spirit is slowly being lifted and the wrath of God is being revealed against all unrighteousness and sin from men who would suppress the truth with their unrighteousness. And that's all of us. Again, you don't have to teach a baby to be bad. You have to train a baby to be good. Is that right? So as human beings, we're born in sin, and we're made to sin, and we stink. But in saying that, it's not self-loathing. We're not trying to break down your self-esteem. We're trying to raise your God esteem. Again, we're talking about the majesty of the Master. And saying that we're totally depraved, we're not trying to teach self-loathing, but realizing that the higher we get up into God, the further we have to go. You know, I often give an example like this. I hold my hand about waist high, and then I hold my other hand above my head as high as it will be. And I would say, well, God's way up here, and we were way down here. And then I move my hand slowly up, even up to where my head is, and almost touching the other one. I say, now really, in our Christian life, some of us have come that far. But the truth is God was even further away than that. The more light you have, the more dust you see, and that's not to make you feel bad, it's to make you feel good about God. Again, we're not preaching and teaching the depravity of man so as to keep men down, but so as to show them the only way up. That way is Christ. But even when we've been redeemed in our flesh, we're still low down, dirty, rotten scoundrels compared to God. It's only that now he's condescended to us in the person of Jesus, and having come down to save us and to bring us to God, we're positioned with him in the heavenlies. In his grace, we're already arrived at our destination. We simply await glorification. People say, you know, are you saved? And I say, I was saved, I am saved, and I'm being saved. You know, I was justified. You know, in the mind of God, he knew that Christ was going to die for me and that I'd be one of his children. And, you know, we're sanctified, we're set apart for his work, and we're going to be glorified, finally receive our redeemed bodies and live with him in heaven. And, you know, we're saved from the penalty of sin, that's justification. We're saved from the power of sin, that's sanctification. That's what we're talking about in these series of messages, sanctification. Learning to walk in that power, walking by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the flesh, mortify the sins in our body. So we're saved from the penalty of sin, that's justification. We're saved from the power of sin, that's sanctification. And we will finally be saved from the presence of sin. In heaven, that's glorification. What we want to do now is pray that we would be saved from the pleasure of sin, that the things of the earth would grow strangely dim in the light of God's glory and grace. And that's what we're talking about, the majesty of the Master. Now, in this life, we can, because of his grace, become more and more sanctified. We can scale the heights of God's holiness. We'll never get all the way up there. On this side of eternity, we can get a small glimpse of the reality of God because we now climb up to God on the back of our beloved Savior. As we're following Christ, we're getting closer to God, and it's painful. Our flesh doesn't like it. But as we get used to being humble and having to face that sort of pain, we become more like him, more like the suffering servant, and we see how beautiful and how wonderful Christ and the Father are, and we want it more. But we can only do that, and we can do that, by God's grace. Now, we're still imperfect, and you know, as Paul has said in Philippians chapter 3, we haven't arrived in fullness, but we can be filled to fullness. We may not be perfectly spiritual, but we can be full of the Spirit. We can be filled to fullness, filled with the knowledge of God. We can press on towards the upward call. We don't have to stay in our sin. Yes, you'll commit a little sin every day, but you don't have to commit the same sins every day. And we're not just sinners saved by grace. I mean, we are simultaneously justified, yet sinful. But we're not just sinners saved by grace, but we're saints growing in grace. So realize that when we say we stink, you know, we do stink less than we did before. But the more of God that we see, the more we see of God, the more we realize our stink. No, you know, the truth is, I'm not worse than I was before. By the grace of God, I'm more holy than I've ever been. And by the grace of God, I'm becoming more holy every second of every day, all praise to His name. But again, the more light that we have, the more dust that we see. Have you ever done that? You've been laying there on the couch and a little light breaks through and you see all the dust everywhere and you wonder, wow, how did that happen? And that's the way it is, Lord, you know, with the Lord. You get knowing Him more and you realize how incredible He is and how unworthy we are. We go up into the heights, but then we just see how much higher the Lord is than we had already thought. You see, it's all about holiness with humility. The more holy I become, the more holy I realize He is. As I understand what holiness truly is, I see that, wow, He is the one that's so holy. And how much further from Him I am than I ever could have imagined I had been, had He not graciously allowed me to ascend the heights I now scale. The higher I get, the more beautiful He appears. Isn't that awesome? It is. The higher I get, the more beautiful He appears, even as the more awful my sin appears. I'm sick of the false humility that says we cannot dare ascend higher up into the mountain of God's majesty. We do. We do get better and better and greater revelations of God, and the sin we have is less and less and less on us. We're not sinless, but we sin less. But each sin appears to be bigger than we used to see. We see how awful it is compared to the awesomeness of God. Having said that, I want to go up higher unto God, not so much to glory in my climb or in its own heights or to look down on others, but so as to revel in the majesty of my Master. You know, Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, let me read that to you. Jeremiah, where are we here? 9, 23 and 24 says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, but let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, declares the Lord." I mean, where you have a tension there. The pendulum kind of swings back and forth between, oh, how wretched a sinner. Wow, how great a Savior. Oh, how wretched a sinner. How great a Savior. The further and faster you swing between those, the more you feel that tension, the better off you really are. As you're climbing up, you see how much you don't want this other garbage to appear on you. You want to be more like Him because you see how beautiful He is. Oh, just how lofty are you, my Lord? Only heaven is going to begin to even really reveal it. And even then, it's going to take forever to explore it. Think of it again, friends, because we were going to take some several days here to talk about sanctification, but it's like a climb. The Lord has condescended down to bring us up to Him, but now we get the chance to climb in faith. And as we do that, we see just how awful sin is and how awesome God is. And as we see that, we don't want it on us when we're going up to visit Him. And that, my friends, is the truth. That's what happens when we get a taste of the glory of God. When we see more clearly from glory to glory, as by the Spirit of God, and being transformed by seeing the majesty of the Master. Well, that's all the time we have left. Be sure to stay tuned for the next few days for Sanctification Week on the Voice of Vision broadcast. We'll see you next time. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. God bless you.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God.